I'm Police Sergeant Leah Patel. I'm a sergeant for the Safer Neighbourhood team in Wandsworth.
Excellent. Could you please tell us why the police are holding these walk and talk events?
Yeah, so our walk and talk events are held across the Met, and they're a response to concerns the community has around violence against women and girls. So it's our way of being able to reach out to females and the community and hear their concerns and find a proactive way to deal with the concerns.
Have you done any of these before, and have they changed the way policing is done? If so, can you give any examples?
Yeah, so this will be my first one on Friday. However, my team have carried out a couple before, and I think the biggest thing to come from the walk and talks for my team have been the partnership working aspect. So we've had a lot of members of Wandsworth local authority that have come, and people who work in the general area. And as they're talking, they realise that there is something that we can be done together. There's a good chance to work together and make Wandsworth a safer place.
Could you give us a bit more information on these partnerships?
Yes, so we've had some people from Northcote Road area who work in the nighttime economy, and same with the local authority. So one of the biggest areas for us is to look at how we can make the nighttime economy a safer place for women and girls. At Northcote Road in particular is a very busy area, and we know that there can be crime in that area. So working together, we'd like to address how we can make it a safer place.
Do you have any ideas yet, or is that still a work in progress, largely?
We do have a few ideas. So we've been very fortunate to have the Battersea Crime Prevention Panel give us some funding for some items such as purse bells and personal safety alarms. And we're working with Clapham Junction train station at the moment to set up a prevention stall in there to speak to women and girls on the way out for an evening in the area. And the idea is to engage with them, talk to them about how they prepare for an evening out, and if they feel safe, if they don't, what they'd like to see from police officers in the area, and just try and create a safer space for girls and women who are enjoying the area in Clapham Junction.
Are there any concerns, reflections, or experiences that have resonated with you during your general policing duties?
I think the main thing is that as a police officer, it's important to remember that I'm also a woman, and that's the same with all of my female colleagues. You know, we are police officers, but we are women as well. And when we're leaving work or on our way into work, we are just community members traveling in, and we can associate the feeling of just being women with everyone else in the community. So we do our best to keep the area safe, because it impacts us as well as the community. We know what it's like to walk home late at night, and be a commuter. And for a lot of us, we have sisters, mums, daughters. I'm a mum to a daughter as well, and it's about working together to make the area safer for people's future as well.
What would you say to someone who's thinking of going along to one of these events but is uncertain they'll actually be listened to?
I'd say we're not turning up to these walk and talks armed with any kind of police data or answers to anything. The idea is that we want to hear from the community. We want to hear what the concerns are. We target our patrols where the data tells us to, but it's not always necessarily where people feel unsafe. It's really important that we understand where women and girls feel unsafe, so we know where to target our patrols. There is the Street Safe website that can be used. That's I think it's on the Wandsworth Council website, and it's the way people can tell us about unsafe areas, and we work with the council to address those. But if people aren't familiar with that, it's really good that they come along and talk to us. We we want to listen. It's really important women are heard and have their voice back. So I would say, come along, give it a go. I assure you, you'll be listened to.
When's the next event, and are they on a regular schedule?
There's no regular schedule. We do try to hold one once a month in Wandsworth. However, we are open to doing ad hoc ones. So if anyone wanted to get in touch with their Safer Neighbourhood team and ask for one, that's absolutely fine. And it will come back to me and we will get one arranged. The next one is this Friday, the 7th of October, and it will be held at 1 o'clock outside Lavender Hill Police Station. If anyone did want to come along, they're welcome to turn up, of course. However, there is we do try to keep on top of the numbers by booking it through Eventbrite. So someone could search for Walk and Talk Lavender Hill Police Station on the Eventbrite website and book their free place to come along. That just helps me as the organiser know how many officers I need to bring along to it. But all the information about the Walk and Talk is also on that website.
How does one get in touch with their Safer Neighbourhood team?
So you can go via the Metropolitan Police website or via Twitter, and our contact details are on there as well. Alternatively, you can come to your local police station and ask to be put in touch with us. If they provide their name and contact details, a police officer or PCSO will be in touch with them and can take their details and pass them on to me.